Good morning, Doctor, and it's good to have you.
Good morning, Irene, and good morning, Mirai listeners.
Right. So what's the latest on coronavirus in the country?
The latest, the country has remained safe up to this moment.
Mm-hmm.
We have not tested any case, suspected case to be positive. We have number of alerts, and by they will be tested today.
Right.
The test will be run today.
Right. So, which particular places are those alerts coming from?
We have one coming from Magog, that's in Abyei, one from Maban, and one in Juba here.
Right. Okay, I've heard from some of our listeners. One person sent me an SMS saying, well, our borders have been sealed off, but looks like the one, is it neighboring Sudan, the people coming in and out, how true is that?
Well, I don't know what is happening at the border, because as health, what we know is that when people come where we can screen, that where we will have that information.
Right.
But you know, the borders of Sudan and South Sudan, it's a wide border with so many control points and many also uncontrolled points.
Right. And also something that was brought to our attention this morning is about Awil and Rumbek, and the people there are saying that they have been informed from reportedly Sudan, that taking tea with tea leaves without sugar is something that can help protect them from COVID-19. As a doctor, what do you have to say about that?
That is news to me. Because, yes, it's healthy to take tea without sugar.
Right.
Because we know that in the long run, sugar can cause problems, particularly those who don't do any exercise, those who are leading redundant life. But again, I don't know that it can really stop...
protect you from corona.
Yeah, because those guys in Asia or Europe, they take tea more than we take. And they take it without sugar, by the way. And it would have actually protected them. But now we are reaching thousands. You see? So maybe the economical view, if you reduce taking of sugar, you save more money, maybe. But as science is concerned, there is no such a thing.
Right. So you're actually telling them to continue because it's something good for their health. It boosts their immunity.
Yes, it's good for your health because too much sugar for redundant people is not good.
Yeah.
And partly we realize that these days people don't exercise much as they used to.
Right.
People don't cultivate. People don't cut wood. People don't do a lot, don't walk. They're using vehicles. Those days you walk distance, sweat, and then you burn all the calories, including sugar.
Right.
But right now you take sugar
and just sit in one place.
In tea, and then you sit, accumulating in your body and cause problems.
Right. Yeah. So just the other day we reported about the arrival of testing kits from the Chinese billionaire, and South Sudan received 1,000 face masks and 1,000 protective suits plus face shields. How can this boost the fight against coronavirus?
Yes, it is a plus. It is a plus to have those kits, to have those personal protective equipment. It's a plus.
Right.
But it is still too little. Yeah.
Okay. So have the distribution kicked off?
Not yet. Not yet.
When do we hope to start distributing?
We cannot be distributed to the public, of course. Because that quantity, if at all to be used, should be used at the hospital level.
Right.
The first line fighters of corona are health workers.
Right.
These are the people we will be targeting. But up to this moment, I'm speaking with you, I'm still actually putting the paperwork together.
Right, right.
And before we put paperwork together, that's the time we will not start using it. Yeah.
All right. Dr. Ngoc, thank you so much for always making out time to come and speak to us. Just a reminder, how can we guard ourselves against coronavirus?
carrying the same message, the same simple basic messages. We say, wash your hand continually, avoid hand checking. When you are sneezing, cover your nose. Coughing, cover your mouth. Social distancing, you keep away from people when you are talking. And avoid gathering.
Mm-hmm.
So these are very, very, very basic things.
Right.
So at the end, what I will tell our people is that protect yourself, protect your loved one, protect your family, protect your community, and at the end, we protect South Sudan. Thank you.
And Dr. Ngoc, thank you so much for your time.